Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Eggs.
It's time for Mr. Hittner.
Whitner, Hittner, whatever you want to call him.
Former 49ers Pro Bowl safety and current NBC Sports Bay Area analyst Dante Whitner.
Dante Whitner hit everything he saw opposing colors today.
Sponsored by Livermore Auto Group. Driving a better experience.
Now here's TKB, Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks on KNBR 104.5 and 680. The Sports Leader.
The man with the immaculate drip, Dante Whitner, joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. Dante, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing awesome. How you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. Niner injury situation, not so much. But what do you think they should do at cornerback? Who do you think's the best fit to replace, more than likely, Mosley, who didn't practice again today, and definitely Verrett?
Well, they're going to have to lean on the young guys. Leonore, he's going to have to play a lot. Dante Johnson, he's on the roster. You brought Josh Norman in for a reason, but I don't know if he's caught up on the intricate details that you have to communicate out there with the rest of the secondary, especially in man coverages. The terminology is a little too tough to pick up in 2 weeks, but he could do some spot duty. So it's going to be a difficult situation, and this is why you have to lean heavily on that front four.
What do you – like about Lenore, out of what you see? I mean, he played quite a bit in the first game, and so clearly if you're out there as much as he was, there's something positive to your game. Just in your expert DB opinion, what did you see out of him?
Well, even in the preseason, he was making big plays. I think he got his hands on a few footballs. He didn't give up a bunch of catches when he was targeted. Maybe in that last preseason game, they went after him a little bit, but for the most part, he's been fundamentally sound. He's where he's supposed to be. He's tackled well, and he showed the willingness to tackle and throw his body in there. A good pick out of Oregon. And we knew that going into the season, they were light at the cornerback position going in. Injury to Jason Verrett, Emmanuel Mosley, dealing with a strain. Now you're going to have to lean heavily on these young guys, and hopefully they're up for the task. But you can take a lot of pressure off of them by backing the safeties up, putting a lot more on this on the front seven, and making sure that they generate a lot of pressure, stop the run first and foremost, and generate pressure so that they don't have to cover for a long time.
Yeah, losing Greenlaw is obviously a blow, but Al Shaier's playing well. What did you think of Al Shaier last week, and how can they compensate for the loss of Greenlaw?
Al Shaier, I thought that every year he's making steps toward being a really good linebacker in the league. He flew around, he made plays, he tackled well in open field. But there's one play in particular where I thought that he could have had a little better judgment on a screen play that went for a big one. Sometimes when you're out there one-on-one, you have to feel that your defense is not around you, your compadres are not around you. So you can't go and give yourself up one-for-one. You have to play fiddle. And what I mean by that is if the offensive lineman is trying to block you, you have to give ground until your guys get the opportunity to get over there and help you make the tackle. There's no way you can go one-for-one and detonate at the edge of the defense. That's where the big play came from. But for the most part, he'll be okay when he fills in for Dre Greenlaw, but that's a tremendous loss. Dre Greenlaw was one of the guys I felt like was going to make that next push for a Pro Bowl nod this year. With his game, the way that he was performing in practice, it's going to be tough, but it doesn't look like he's going to be out for the extended season, which is good.
Do you believe this 49ers running game will still be a dominant one without Raheem Mostert?
I do, but I think they're going to have to do it a different way. And when I say that, I think that they're going to have to use Trey Lance a little more in the run game. Those runs that you saw late in the preseason, quarterback options, quarterback keeps, design quarterback run. They're going to have to generate some of their run game through him. Even when you put those runs to get the quarterback pistol, it just loosens up the interior of the run game for the running backs anyway. And then I want to go back to last week and showing you, I'm actually going to draw this up for everybody on Sunday and show what Kyle Shanahan is doing with Trey Lance and the type of plays he's using. and how even last week on the 17-15 yard line, when he came in the game, they had three wide receivers motioning the back out to the top to where it was four guys out in the route. They had Kittle at the bottom blocking the wide receiver. They ran a light box. It was six guys. He played it perfectly. He was in the pocket. He invited the defensive lineman upfield to create running gap, and he pumped the ball to the left to move the safeties and the middle linebacker, light box. Our skill blocks his guy. Trey Lance is running into the end zone with a design quarterback run. And that's what he's doing to defenses. He's going to get them in man coverage. He's going to make them match up. He's going to spread the field, and he's going to utilize his legs. Go back and look at that play. That should have been a touchdown.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
You know, it's funny. Trey Lance, I thought, looked really, really sharp on that play action touchdown to Sherfield. You know, Sherfield ran the little, you know, kind of a slant and out route, called a whip route, if you want, from the first and goal play from the five. But I like the idea of getting the rookie a taste of some action. And, you know, I thought they freezed the defense with the play action, and then the ball came out like a laser, and it was just pitch and catch because Sherfield has such great footwork on the play action, on the route. What do you think we'll see Lance more in the weeks ahead? Because we just saw him briefly in that first game.
Yeah, I think you'll see him more. And you have to realize how he mesmerizes the defense. Even if you go and look at that play, the whip route to Trent Sherfield, the entire defense is staring at Trey Lance in the running game in the backfield. Every receiver, every option that Trey Lance had out there, from Sherfield on the whip route to Deebo Samuel coming over the middle on the over route, they were all open. The defense was frozen. He had every option to his, you know, to his liking out there, and that's what he does. He mesmerizes the defense because you know that he can take off and run. You know that they have some plays cooked up. You have George Kittle flashing across the ball with his low hat showing a run, and the defense don't know where to look. One step, one false step, and that's when the defense gets behind you. So you're going to definitely see more of Trey Lance.
Dante Whitner joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. The Niners have had trouble dealing with running quarterbacks. Why has that been a problem, and do you think that could be a problem still this Sunday dealing with Jalen Hurts?
Well, it can always be a problem for any defense. And if you ask the defensive coordinators around the league, what's the most difficult thing to defend? It's when the play breaks down or you have guys that don't have their eyes in the right place as far as run pass keys, and they're taking false steps and they're getting beat. It's the hardest thing to defend. When you're defending a mobile quarterback, all individual pass rush moves and everything has to go out the window. I've said it a million times. You have to take the game with the approach that we would rather him stay in the pocket and throw the football, hold it for a little longer, than to take off, beat some of our defensive backs, which are chasing guys for 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds back there and getting big chunk plays over our head. So you have to actually, like, cuff him in. If you're a linebacker, blitz and adding in, make sure that you understand gaps and where your other defenders are. And you have to be conscientious of the way that you rush them. And you have to latch on in the back end. It's easier said than done. But that's the mindset you have to take when you're going into these games versus these teams. And you have to be very disciplined because they're a run-first football team, almost like the 49ers, to where you have to be ultra-disciplined, and the 49ers lacked some of that last week.
What's the most difficult thing for young cornerbacks to learn?
The most difficult thing is probably that you have to get all your work done within the first 2 yards of the route. You have to trust your instincts. You have to trust your technique. You have to trust your hands. You have to disrupt routes early on because you can't touch them down the field. It's the most difficult position to play, truthfully, in sports, is the cornerback position. And if you get your work done, like Richard Sherman have shown over the years, Darrell Revis when he was in his prime, get it done early. You don't have to stress down the field. So that's the most difficult.
D. Ford, 30 snaps, but man, he was good, huh? He was everywhere. He was causing penalties. He was putting heat on the quarterback. He caused the Greenlaw pick. What'd you think of Ford?
I think he was awesome. I think he looked fresh. I think that it was a delight to see him out there. But for the other defensive linemen, I think there was too many times where guys did their own thing. I think the defensive ends, they were field too far all game. I thought that on a lot of the tight end, when they bring them in back and they pull offensive linemen, I thought the interior of the defensive linemen and I thought the interior backers and nickel backs were very slow in their reads, and that's why they were gashed up the middle. I thought there were a few times when Bosa could have got in there and taken away gaps from the outside, and when we call that gap exchange, when they pull that tight end back across, Bosa has to fight and get under that block because the backers are relying on him to knock the ball outside and be able to run it down from inside out. So that's why they were creased a lot of times. So I thought that overall they didn't play well up front, and they're going to have to play a lot better this week to stop the run game and RPO game of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We've spent a lot of time this week, Dante, talking about the removal of the starters when it was a blowout in Detroit and how it snowballed. And obviously not in a good way. As a former player, what's the calculus on that? What do you do? What should be done? Or is that just kind of a natural thing because you are dealing with human beings playing the game?
Well, I think that you can't let injuries affect the decision-making as a coach or a player or the way that you play the game. If you're on the field, you have to go full out. You're not worried about injuries. You're a ball player. You play ball. So when you decide to take your players out, I have to question that. And I think Kyle Shanahan, he understands that now, that no game is guaranteed. And there's a very huge disparity in talent when you decide to put all your second streamers out there and they still have guys out there that's hungry and want to score touchdowns. So I think he understands that now. But even for the players that was on the field, you have a job to do, whether you're a backup or not. If you want to prove that you're a starter in this league, you can get out there and perform. So that's really no excuse. But as for the players, whenever you go to the sideline, you unbuckle your helmet, you put your helmet away, you unbuckle your shoes, you unbuckle your shoulder pads, and they say, hey, go back in the game. It's tough to start that motor back up, I'm telling you. You think your day is over, you sipping lemonade in the shade, and then they throw you back out there. That's the toughest thing for a player.
I talked about the same thing, and it happens in basketball too, Dante, where when the coach subs out all his starters, basically, mentally, he's telling you, the game's over. And whether it is or not, you feel that. And I was saying how hard it is to get that motor rev back up because you're on the bench, you're just chilling, you're watching the game, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, damn, we might have to go back in here. And you got to get yourself mentally going again. And getting yourself mentally going before the game is easy because that's what you do. I mean, that's what you prepare to do. But when you got to start it up again after you've cooled down the engines, it's brutal.
Yeah, I'm going to compare it with this analogy. You ever go to the basketball court with your friends and play a couple games, right? And then you go to the side and you tighten up a little bit. You undo your shoes. They say, hey, come jump back in. You're like, uh-uh. Ain't no way I can get back out there, right? Knees start aching a little bit. You start to walk a little funny. Same thing the player is going through. You went through three battles of hard physical football, and now you cool down for a good 20, 25 minutes, and they want to throw you back out there. It's tough, man.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Yeah, man. And just as you talked about, it's not just the physical, but it's the physical
mental.
And the mental, because your brain is a muscle too. And when that gets cool, all of a sudden now you got to try and start that thing back up or go out there where, you know, in a high-pressure situation where things are already moving fast. I just don't think non-athletes really understand how the mental aspect of pulling guys out and trying to put it back in is a big part of this whole situation.
And I would think the players would be more at risk from cooling down and jumping back out there and trying to finish the game than just going ahead and finish the game.
Yeah.
So I was a little confused, but at least they got away with the win.
Yeah, no doubt.
Always appreciate the time, Dante. Be well, my man.
All right, guys. Talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir.
Take care, Dante.
Take care.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles. Discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.